Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Keyonji, Keyonji, and her last name is Harris, Harris.
Okay, thank you.
Can I go ahead and transfer?
Yes, go ahead.
Miss Harris, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Miss Harris, can you hear me okay?
I can, thank you.
Okay, perfect. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. My name is Natalia. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this matter?
I am willing, yes.
Okay. And is this for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, meningioma.
You are. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you been receiving any treatment or any surgeries?
I did after diagnosis, yes.
You did. Okay. Where were you treated? What medical center or hospital?
GW, Medical Faculty Associates in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. GW, okay. Let's see. What is that called again? GW, can you spell that for me?
Sure, it's GW, Medical
uh-huh.
Faculty,
oh, faculty
Associate.
Okay, Faculty Associates. Okay, and where is that located?
In Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., okay. Do you have the specific address?
I do. It's 2150.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest.
Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, okay.
Yeah.
And Washington, D.C., okay. I was just looking it up on Google here. I just wanted to make sure it's the right location. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Is that where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
The doctor that provided the Depo Provera injection prescriptions, her name is Dr. Suzanne Bathgate. Bathgate, B-A-T-H-G-A-T-E.
Bathgate, okay. Dr. Bathgate. Okay. And where did you receive the Depo Provera injection? What facility?
At the GW Medical Faculty Associate.
GW, okay, so the same place. So that's where you were treated for meningioma and where you got
yes.
the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Just had to double check. Sometimes people get it from a pharmacy. That's okay, so you took that at the facility. Okay, and besides mm-hmm. the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And when were you diagnosed with a meningioma? What was the date?
January 12, 2008.
January 12, 2008. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera that you know of?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
October 25, 1979.
Okay. And for the injectable contraceptive, did you use the brand name, the Depo Provera?
I did.
Yep. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And when did you start using it? What year?
2007.
2007, okay. When did you stop taking it?
2007.
Okay, so you only used it for 1 year?
Yes. Well, almost 4 years. I'm sorry. I started using it in 2003.
Oh,
and I
okay.
stopped using it in 2007. Four
okay.
years.
4 years. Thank you
August
for clarifying.
2003. Yeah, I'm walking up steps. I'm sorry. I'm out of breath.
Oh,
trying to
okay.
get in the house. I have used the bathroom. But August 2003 to December 2007.
To December. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Can you verify your gender for me?
Sure. Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
A-E-Y-O-N, like Nancy, mm-hmm. J-I.
J-I. Okay, perfect. Do you have a middle initial?
Y.
Y. Okay. And then I have your phone number here. Is it 202-907-6741?
That is correct.
Okay. And that's a cell phone number?
It is a cell phone, yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you able to open up email and text messages on your cell phone?
I am.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So I'm going to move forward with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I will send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Natalia.
Of course. And then what is a good email for you?
Sure. You are
mm-hmm.
M as in Mary, A, J, E, S, T, Y, 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 three Ys, yourmajesty@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, three Ys at gmail.com. Okay, thank you for that. And then for the attorneys, so I can put that on the legal document, can you verify your social?
It's 57902-2971.
Okay, 2971. And then what is your full mailing address?
150 Q is in Quincy mm-hmm. or Quarter. Q Street, Northeast, Unit 1324, Washington, D.C., 20002.
Okay, Washington, D.C., and that's, you said, Unit 1524?
It's 1324.
Oh, 13. Okay, sorry, I misspelled that. Okay, Unit 1324, Q Street, okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And okay, we do have medical information. Do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
I do not have them personally, but I do give consent for pulling the record.
Okay, perfect. And the last thing we need from you is we request an emergency contact number just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case so that they can reach out to you. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I live alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I guess I could provide you another number for me.
Okay. Is there somebody that you trust, like a friend or a family member that's outside?
Yeah, sure. A good friend of mine, his name is Stephen Wright.
Okay.
S-T-E-V-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Wright with a W.
Right. Okay. And their phone number?
Their number is 443-462.
Mm-hmm.
8902.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And it looks like we're done with the questionnaire here. So I'm going to go ahead and send you the retainer agreement. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I have.
You have? Okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with it. It's going to be a few initials and a few signatures. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any problems, or if you have any questions, I can help you out.
Okay, so you're emailing it? Let me get to my email.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll send it to your email, and they'll also send you a text with a link. It's the same document, just whichever one's easier to access for you.
Our business and been around them, but they can't verify. They just can't be scared because they're going to be like.
Okay, we got it. Natalia.
Yes.
Cardenas.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. And so you just want me to go in here and sign?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And then I'll let you know what to expect next once it's done.
Okay. Just a sec.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Take your time. While you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorneys. You'll be with Pulaski Law so that I can send that to you later.
Sure thing. Natalia.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just finished.
Oh, just finished. Okay. Okay, I did get the notification. Alrighty. Miss Kianji, the next thing you can expect is you'll get a call from the attorneys within 5 business days. They will do a case verification call, and then they'll ask for any new information that they need from you, okay?
Thank you so much, Natalia, of course.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so that's it for this call today. I'm going to send you a text message with their phone number and then my direct desk line. You can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions at all, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Carter.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.